Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bounce back effort tonight for the Buffalo Sabres. Carter Hutton coming up big. 47 saves and the shutout win. Buffalo wins it 3-0 over the LA Kings. We welcome you inside our Amherst studios. It's the Paul William Beltz Sabres post-game show. Thanks for being with us. I'm Brian Colziel. Paul Hamilton will join me here in just one moment. Well, the Kings came hard in the second and early third, and the shots at one point were 17-2 in the third. They eventually finish up 19-7. The Kings were one shot away from doubling Buffalo's shot total, 47-24, but the Kings unable to beat number 40, Carter Hutton. He now has back-to-back shutouts, back-to-back wins, and the Sabres get that bounce-back effort that they needed to, that response that Ralph Krueger was talking about. After losing last night in Anaheim, they defeat the Kings tonight 3-0. Highlights coming up, check of the NHL scores, but let's get some thoughts here from Paul Hamilton before we get to the highlights. Start with Hutton, Paul. Just set a franchise record, 47 save shutout, the most saves in a shutout, and during that I guess part of the second and early third when it was still a 5-on-3, he was excellent.
He was great. I mean, the last two periods, he held the Sabres in there and allowed them to win the game. Buffalo had another strong first period, but wasn't able to keep it going. But, yeah, I mean, the 5-on-3, he wasn't really called upon. Only one shot by the Kings in the 5-on-3. Sobotka was phenomenal in that 5-on-3 and really got them through it, as the Kings had a 133 5-on-3. So Hutton really wasn't too involved in that, but he was involved in the most of the second and third period, where the Kings had 17 shots and then 19 shots. So, you know, he certainly earned his second straight shutout.
No doubt. Let's go to the third, in the early third, the 112 of 5-on-3. We thought if it was going to turn into a game, it would be because the Kings got one there, Paul. And not only, of course, Hutton good, but Vladimir Sobotka was a big part of that penalty kill, which really, you know, you get through that and the Sabres feel like, okay, we're on our way.
Well, he positioned himself great for a rebound. It came right to him and he iced it. So that was the one thing. Kings bring it back down. They have a guy in the slot. He has a stick in the passing lane, deflects the pass so it doesn't get to the King on a one-timer. And then he also deflected a shot from the slot that went over the net. And so three consecutive plays, Hutton made a huge stop on Toffoli right when the penalty was over. But I just thought Sobotka, that's as good as it can be on a 5-on-3.
No doubt about it. Sabres win 3-0. Let's get to the highlights from this one here as Buffalo gets on the board early, just 2:36 into the game. Casey Mittelstadt gets his first of the year.
Now the Sabres down the left wing wall in the King zone. Centered in front, they score! Casey Mittelstadt with the quick release. And it's 1-0 Buffalo.
Mittelstadt's first from VC and Sherry, and the Sabres
Sherry
get that
lost
early lead.
His assist on that.
Oh, it's gone.
I think it's because
that's right, I
the
see
King,
it.
I thought the King defenseman did have the puck. That's why I didn't think he was going to get an assist. Mittelstadt knocked it away from him. So that's why he lost the assist, but he was key on the play, definitely.
A few minutes later, they add to their lead. Here's Sherry's goal that won't get taken away, his third of the year.
Tipped ahead, and again, Mittelstadt, Sherry on his right, takes the pass, scores! A one-timer rocket, and the Buffalo Sabres repeating some recent history from last night, taking a 2-0 lead early.
Sherry's third, Mittelstadt and Dahlin assisting at 5:20. Dahlin gets the play going here, Paul, for this one.
Yeah, it was a great breakout by Dahlin coming out of the zone. And, you know, kudos to him to be able to get out of the zone like that and make the play. but it's quick out of the zone. He skates it up ice, gets the puck up quickly, and they're in transition and out right away.
Yeah, nice transition and a nice shot from Sherry. It's the goal of the game. Brought to you by Revive Spine Center. Our only goal is getting you back to you. 2-0 Buffalo. We go to the second and 2:32 into the period number two on the power play. Mittelstadt getting in on it again for his second of the game.
From the goal line up top, Miller fanned on it. Ristolainen feeds it in front. It's tucked in. They score. 3-0 lead for the Sabres as Casey Mittelstadt parked in front of the net. The benefactor of what was a fan shot attempt at first. And there's your power play.
So Mittelstadt second, a power play goal. Ristolainen and Miller assisting. Risto makes a nice play there, Paul, to set him up in front in the crease.
Yeah, he just gets his head up, sees Mittelstadt there. I wasn't sure if it went off somebody's leg or went off the stick, but sure enough, Mittelstadt did get the stick on it to be able to put it into the empty net.
So that is the end of the scoring in the game, and as we mentioned in the third, a 5-on-3 that started at the end of the second carried into the third. Buffalo's pot penalty kill getting it done, and that's a key moment in the game there. All of your moments brought to you by Firth Jewelers for all the moments in your life. Go forth to Firth. Our Sabres Core Group feature, a look at the Core Group presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Western New York, proud partner of the Buffalo Sabres. Well, Darlene, you said an improved effort tonight. Mittelstadt, I guess the Sabres would hope long-term are a part of the core, but the big names that we talk about a lot offensively, Eichel, Skinner, Reinhardt, Olofsson even as of late, Paul, they didn't have to necessarily get on the act, so somebody else contributing tonight, I've got to make Ralph Krueger happy, I'm sure.
Yeah, especially that line getting off the schneid. I mean, Mittelstadt has really struggled this season. It looked like he's improving a little bit to start off, but has really, really struggled, and it was good to see him have the kind of game that he did.
Final shot totals for L.A., 47. Hutton stops them all, 24 for Buffalo. Jack Campbell made 21 saves. The power plays and penalty kill we mentioned, special teams edge to Buffalo tonight, 1 of 3. Mittelstadt's second goal came there, and the big penalty kill, L.A., 0 of 3. Your three stars, Jeff Carter gets the third star, Paul. I didn't really see much of him tonight.
He had a lot of shots, that's why. I can tell you in a second. He had 5 shots on goal. So they decided, well, since he had 5 shots on goal, I don't remember any of them being dangerous.
That's what I mean. Like, but, we didn't mention him.
You know, he did have 5 shots on goal.
Okay, I guess it's worthy enough of being the third star tonight. Casey Mittelstadt, 2 goals, star number 2. And Carter Hutton, star number 1. Pretty easy decision tonight. The high-impact player of the game. No, it's not Jeff Carter. It's Carter Hutton. It's brought to you by the Lockport Outdoor Store. High-impact gear for hardworking men and women. You'll travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. The attendance at Staples Center, 17,605. And the Sabres will finish off the California trip Saturday night in San Jose at 10:30. And as we get a final thought from Paul Hamilton, an opportunity to go take 2 out of 3 on the West Coast trip, you'd probably sign up for that every time.
Absolutely. I mean, they get the opportunity to do that. I'm sure they would like to play a better game in San Jose. They'll have Friday off and should be well-rested for Saturday's game.
Paul, thank you. We'll talk to you on pregame on Saturday night.
Sounds good.
Okay, Paul there. Brian Colziel here. One more segment of the Paul William Belts postgame coming up. But for all of our local affiliates, we're going to say goodbye to you. We'll talk to you Saturday night, 10:30, Sabres and Sharks from San Jose. And for all of you on Sports Radio 550, another segment of the Paul William Belts postgame show. We'll update you on the standings after the Sabres win and check the NHL scores from the rest of the night. Sabres shut out the Kings 3-0. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Brian Colziel back here on the Paul William Belts postgame show. 3-0. Sabres ride Carter Hutton's 47-save shutout. He might go for 3 in a row. I'm guessing he'll start on Saturday. We shall see. He's got the nice shutout streak going right now of 2-plus games. All right, around the NHL, let's see how the rest of the night went for the league tonight. It's brought to you by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close. All right, we'll start in Vegas, where the Golden Knights, in a shootout, defeat Ottawa. 3-2 score in that one. Flurry the win in net. Another shootout in Boston. The Lightning get a 4-3 victory. David Pastrnak scoring 2 more power play goals. He's up to 8 total goals now on the season. Canadiens behind Carey Price shut out the Wild 4-0. Devils beat the Rangers 5-2. Canucks in a shootout over the Blues 4-3. Islanders win in Winnipeg 3-1 over the Jets. Flames 5, Red Wings 1. Calgary gets the win there. Coyotes over the Predators 5-2. And as we mentioned, Sabres get the win over the Kings. Buffalo is now 6-1-1. Pretty impressive record to start the season. What does it mean in terms of the standings? Well, they are atop the Atlantic Division. They have the most points in the Eastern Conference. They have the most points in the NHL. Number one, 8 games played, 6-1-1, 13 points. Number one in the National Hockey League. In terms of goals for, the Leafs have 31. Buffalo has 30. And that's the second highest. Goal differential, Buffalo's a plus 12. That's number one in the NHL. So in terms of the standings, it's as good as it gets. Click on the little thing that says league and you can see all 31 teams. And guess who's on top? Buffalo, 6-1-1. Great start for the Sabres. They'll look to keep it going coming up on Saturday. That's in San Jose as we go ahead and put a wrap tonight on our Paul William Belts postgame show. I want to thank our crew, Kyle Powell, our network producer, Paul Hamilton, giving us analysis all night long. And our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy, Rob Ray. My name is Brian Colziel. I thank you for listening. Again, the final, Sabres 3, Kings nothing. We'll do it again Saturday night with the Sabres in San Jose, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.